It's all very simplistic. We need a fairer tax system to tax the wealthier, where the gap between the rich and the poor has never been so wide. And it's about time we begin to teach them.
Bob Crowe, as a trade unionist, looking obviously very closely at what the budget might have and what they might do, what effect do you think what Vince Cable has said?
Well, I think the budget will be exactly what the budget will be for any Tory chancellor, to look after the rich at the excuse of the poor. And the fact is the austerity has been used to roll back all the gains that working people have had since World War II. Attacking the National Health Service, attacking comprehensive education, building social housing, all of them are under attack. And you only got to see the figures this week. For example, we was told that when Thatcher was elected, she was giving council houses back for people to buy so people had the right to their house. 20% now of council houses sold off under Thatcher and they are being run by private landlords. People in the Conservative government, some of them own 40 individual houses, flogging them to people because they've got nowhere else to live. But if you look at the policies of both Labour, Liberal and Tories, not the minute policy, they all support privatisation, they all support keeping the anti-trade union laws in place, and they all support illegal wars around the world. The only way you're going to get growth is by getting working people to have more money in their pockets to start spending more of that money. Instead of talking about tax cuts to the rich, what they should be looking at is raising the minimum wage for those people that are at the bottom end will naturally spend that money and rejuvenate the economy. But the biggest thing is to get people back to work. We've got 1 million builders on the dole, claiming social security and not paying tax, and we've got a shortage of social housing. Surely it's about time we get the builders back to work, they pay tax, they don't draw social security, and we give them homes for people to live in, but more importantly, you give dignity and respect to builders and other people. Henry Ford, in the Depression, a capitalist, doubled the wage of all Ford workers in America because he understood that if people had more money, they spent more money and the economy grew from one industry to another. The disaster of these policies have been is mass unemployment, lowering of wages. And you only see yesterday that Britain now is one of the worst ranked wages in the world. We've dropped about 14th in the world to compare where we were 7 or 8 years ago.
Bob,
and it's been
you.
Done on the basis to lower wages and attack working people.
Thank you very much. Ken Clark, that's a hefty attack, not just on Tory governments, but the other parties.